6,000 meters and Wan Racing. Good start for them over here, beginning well with Guerrilla Warfare with Dark Silver. They're the early leaders. Racing behind that World Order with Dual Prophecy passing runners the outside. Diesel Shadows lying in fifth position, about four lengths off the leader. And racing at the back are Culturati and Unsolved Riddle. They're about six or seven lengths off the leader as they go to the mile start. And out on the lead is Guerrilla Warfare. Taken the front-running tactics here, leads it by length and a half. From in second, Dual Prophecy on the inside is Dark Silver. In behind that comes World Order on the outside of Diesel Shadow. Further back then to Culturati, seven lengths off the leader with Unsolved Riddle, the back marker. They go to the far turn, they've got 1,300 metres left to run, and Guerrilla Warfare tries to go start to finish under Pillar Sundam Kauri, led it a length and a half. From in second, Dual Prophecy, the grey horses, Dark Silver in third, two lengths behind the leader. Then came World Order, Diesel Shadow, the blue and white races on the rail, five lengths to go, a length and a half back to Culturati and Unsolved Riddle, but still only six, seven lengths will cover the field as they approach the home turn. They've got just over 800 metres left to go. It's Guerrilla Warfare that'll guide them for home. Yeah, the leader by a length and a half from Dual Prophecy and Dark Silver. A length down the inside comes Diesel Shadow, then World Order. Culturati, the white face, has got five lengths to make up, an Unsolved Riddle is down the inside. They enter the final 500. It's Guerrilla Warfare still on the lead here. Down the inside is Diesel Shadow, then came Dark Silver. No more from Dual Prophecy. He goes out the back door. Culturati begins to run on towards the outside, and Unsolved Riddle towards the inside. 2:20 to go. Diesel Shadows hit the front with Dark Silver. On the outside, Guerrilla Warfare tries to fight back. Then came Culturati and Unsolved Riddle, but now Dark Silver hits the front. Culturati towards the outside is running a stormer. It's Dark Silver. Culturati got up. Culturati beat Dark Silver. Guerrilla Warfare third. Then Diesel Shadow, Unsolved Riddle. Nothing from Dual Prophecy. And further back was World Order. Well, Dark Silver had the call under Apprentice Giddish Summer Burt here, but here comes Gavin Larina on Culturati to win this one on the post here. It's going to be a well-timed win for Gavin as Culturati puts it down to Dark Silver and gets up to win at the line by about a head in the end. Second to Dark Silver, third will go to Guerrilla Warfare, and the fourth position to Diesel Shadow. Further back was Unsolved Riddle, and then came Dual Prophecy and World Order. Here's a look at the head-on replay. Well, Guerrilla Warfare did it the hard way, trying to go start to finish. Dark Silver, Diesel Shadow at one stage had a chance, but Culturati has finished best of all for the Hollywood Syndicate. I think they had 180-odd winners the last season. And they started their season off well on the first day by having this winner here today. Grant Maroon is the winning trainer for Hollywood Racing, Anthony Delpish. This was bred by Ridgemont Highlands. Culturati beats Dark Silver, with Guerrilla Warfare finishing back in that third position. That's the running of race five. Once again, thanks to Craig Zaki. Had a wonderful time in the commentary box. Don't be a stranger. And from the commentary box, it's back to the studio.